What's up to all my freelancers and creatives? This is Nathan with another episode of Freelance Jumpstart TV. And in this episode, if you ever wondered about how you should go about the client process, this is the video for you. Last couple of videos I've done have been about working with clients, and then I realized something. I mentioned working with clients or making sure they respect your process, but I never mentioned what my process is. I will admit in the past I had a process, but it wasn't really a process. It was just a set of things that I tried to remember to do whenever somebody was serious about working with me. If you currently don't have a process and you make things up as you go along, that can definitely lead to a lot of frustration. Not only that, but it can lead to much time wasted in fumbling around with certain things that if they were more streamlined, you'd be able to qualify clients quicker. They'd be able to respect you more because they know what's coming next. And also you'd be able to see, okay, where am I at, and keep track of your progress as well. Well, how did it used to be for me? Well, someone would contact me, and honestly, I was so excited at the fact that they contacted me, I would literally just kind of take it as it came. So someone would call me or email me, and we go back and forth in email, and I say, okay, well, give me a phone call. And then we talk on the phone. They say as much as they want to say about the project, and I just try to listen and pay attention to those things that might be relevant. And then finally I say, okay, definitely heard you. I will, you know, draw up something and draw up what I can do for you as an example, and let's go from there. And then I would show them an example. They would say, I do like that direction. And then we would talk about filling out, you know, somewhat of a proposal, really an agreement. And then I would invoice them and get started. That was my process. That was my old process. You know, someone would contact me and I really would just take things as they came. Not only that, but I was so excited someone wanted to work with me and I needed the funds. I just took it. There was no real process of me qualifying someone or checking to see if they're going to be a good or bad client. I literally assumed if they liked my work and they like me, then they're probably good, which was a big mistake. After many of those same mistakes and learning along the way, I've now developed a process, and here it is. Currently, the first step of my process is to get them to fill out a questionnaire. It can be a questionnaire, a project planner. They fill it out. And it's really a process for me to qualify them. I ask qualifying questions, and I also have questions to uncover value in that questionnaire. But I also use it as a gate to say, if you're serious, you will at least fill this out. Now, if someone calls me, I'm not going to say, you know, fill out the questionnaire, bye, and hang up on them. No. At the least, I'll talk with them on the phone, but I'm going to ask them the same questions on the phone if we first meet on the phone that I would ask them in the questionnaire. Chances are, they might not be ready to answer all of those things. So I'll ask them the questions, get what I can, and say, okay, the rest that you did not answer, take some days to think about this and we'll reconnect. The next step is an initial meeting. So, you know, we first got introduced, whether it's email or phone call, but now we're going to meet face to face. I will say with this, it's better to be face to face and not just, you know, have an email relationship. I've learned from that. It's better that the person see you, they know you're a real person, and also they respect the fact that you would take time to speak with them face to face. It's just more personal. So I learned that I would either meet with them in person or try to set up some type of video or Skype call or what have you so that we can talk and see each other face to face. Now, the point for me of this initial meeting is really to uncover more about their business, but also to find out what are their expectations and what are their goals for the project that they're telling me about. You know, if I determine from their questionnaire and the initial meeting that I can really help them and really solve their problem and they're a good client to work with, then at that point, you know, I definitely agree to it and I take some time to develop a roadmap. So this can be a roadmap or a proposal. I'm pretty much just compiling all the information I know and I say, to solve your problem, this is the journey of the steps that need to happen to get to the solution. So the roadmap is how you would get there and how things work together. And the proposal is, this is what I can do for you. And here is the answer for your specific business problem that you had. And I spell things out in that. And at that point, pricing is beginning to be introduced. And they see, I see the proposal, it's making sense. I see how I'm going to get to the final answer. I see what I need to do as a client. okay, and he has pricing. Now it's just a decision. They need to decide on, yes, I can solve your problem for you. I showed you how I can solve it. You know, do you want to accept the payment terms that I've lined out in the proposal? And big thing that I learned in the past, you know, I used to have the proposal be like a pseudo contract, if you will. You know, I don't do that anymore because I've learned the hard way. You know, so the proposal is what I'm going to do, but I create a statement of work that serves more as a agreement and a contract. I don't use the word contract. I say agreement. Contract sounds very strict. Some people are scared of it. So I say, this is the agreement that we've come to. And I spell out and set expectations. This is the work that I'm going to do. I'm going to do the work as I've outlined in the proposal with whatever tweaks or feedback they had for me. So I state, this is the work I'm actually going to do. This is what I am not going to do. You know, as a web designer, I'm not responsible for backups. You know, I am not liable for any effect on your business negatively. I'm just responsible for delivering what we agreed upon. And that is contingent upon the client doing certain things as well. So I just spell out all those things in the agreement. You know, what happens if they miss a payment? What happens if there's a delay in the process? I contact them and they don't contact me back, and you know, it affects the deadline. So I spell out all those type of things in the agreement just so that they know things are separate. Okay, I saw the proposal, how I'm gonna get there. Now he has the contract agreement in front of me, and this is what I am agreeing to, and this is what both parties are liable for. The agreement also spells out the payment terms and what happens if they don't pay. So from there, I go forward with getting the deposit, right? Or the first payment of the payment plan if they've set up one with me. So the whole goal of this point is just to say, you know, to begin the work, I definitely need a deposit. Now, I don't care how they pay me. You know, they can pay for check, they can pay with a debit card, they can pay PayPal. To me, it doesn't matter. But the point is, I definitely need to collect payment before beginning work. If they pay with a check by mail, that's fine, but I'm not going to begin until I receive it. So, you know, I do have an electronic process in which they can pay, but I'm just flexible with that just so that I can make sure they pay and I am accommodating to whatever method they want to use. The agreement is signed and payment has been made. So now it is time to begin the work. Now, some projects are longer than others, but for those projects that are a little longer, I may set up some check-in points. In other words, I'll be working on the project and I'll say, this is where I am with the project. You know, it's 30% done. I'll have something to show you by this date, just so they're not sitting there waiting. What I used to do was I'd say, hey, thank you. I'll be working on your project and the final date is this date. And I literally would not show them anything until I was further closer to completion. This makes some people nervous. This makes some people uncomfortable because they paid money and they don't see anything or hear anything for some time. So they get a little nervous. So really just to circumvent that, I say, let me be proactive and I'll check in with you. This is where I'm at. This is what I've done. This is the step I've made. That also, they may want to feed in some feedback, but I have it built into the process. So I really am just using this to be proactive and update them and not wait and be reactive. So I do have check-in points along the way. When the project is at a certain point, at least visually, if I'm dealing with a web design, if it's something else, you know, it may not take as long as I mentioned, but I'll finally get to a point to where it's about 90%. And I'll say, okay, we're at this final point. We're almost there. Now you can see what I've done and how things work together. And I have a formal presentation in which I'm showing them and explaining them how things work. But also I'm explaining how everything they mentioned to me in the beginning about their goals, everything they mentioned to me about their business problems, I'm also commenting on how what I've done has addressed each of those points. So we have a formal presentation meeting. In person, if they can't meet in person, it's a screen share. And we talk about, you know, what I've done and how it helps them in their business. Now, at this point, I allow them and I say, and this is also in the agreement, you have the ability to give suggestions or revisions. So in the agreement, I call them revision cycles. I try not to go over two. And a revision cycle for me is give me any feedback you want. As long as it doesn't interfere with reaching your goals, give me that feedback and we can clarify. But you only have two rounds to do this. I normally suggest, tell me as much as you want, that's one round. And then the second round, I'll do that, tell me as much as you want, and that's it. You know, I don't really go for dripping in feedback to where they send me a text message, or then they send me an email, or they say, oh, I forgot something, here it is. Or, oh, one last thing. I count any time you speak to me as a revision cycle. So, I definitely encourage clients to use that wisely and to really take the time and think about what they want to do and how essential it is, because it may affect the deadline. But I do open it up to say, I want to hear your feedback and your revisions. Now, if they absolutely, positively have to give me some more feedback and they have to have a revision, I may do it depending upon how hard it is. But if it's outside the scope of work, it's just going to incur another cost. So it's more advantageous to the client really just to go with those revision cycles and just roll so you can get launched. After those revisions are done, I show them one last time and explain how I implemented the revisions they gave. And at this point, we're ready for launch. Now, if they still have certain things that they need to do, the client needed to finish up or they haven't done yet, then that may change the deadline. But, I definitely say, okay, everything is done on time, on schedule. We are ready for the launch. I'll do any last minute testing that I have to do. And that's it. And finally, after that, there's launch. Now, also what I used to do is I used to say, okay, you're launched, bye. But that's not the best customer service. So I definitely help people launch their websites. But after that, I wait about a month. They may have some questions here and there, but I wait about a month and I literally ask them, how are things going? Are things going the way you wanted to? Are you meeting certain goals with, what you've been given? And also I'm asking them really to see, did they take some of the advice I gave them? Did I suggest certain things or consult them in the process and they went opposite, So I'm following up them to say, I want this to work for you, but you definitely got to follow suit of certain things I recommended. So really, and it's also just a good customer service point. Also, following up is good because they may have more work or something else for you to do, and you don't have to go through the whole process of onboarding this person because they're familiar with you, right? It's less expensive to onboard someone who's already familiar with you than somebody who's brand new, right? And if the whole process went well, then I'll just deem them, a good client. So that's the process, from the questionnaire to them having the initial meeting, for me writing up a roadmap proposal, and then going from there to having an agreement, getting a deposit, getting payment, then starting the work, our check-in periods for us to talk and see how it is, the formal presentation when it's almost done, they give feedback and revisions, and then finally I present and launch, and then I do a follow-up. That's the entire process. So you may not specifically be a web designer. You may be a painter. You may be somewhat of a consultant. You may be an accountant. You may be many different things, but nevertheless, the whole thing is you need a process. And if you already have one mentally, write it down. Write it down and share that with your clients and say, this is my process. So you can set expectations up front and they just know what to expect and they're not lost. So take it from me. I had to learn the hard way through many bad client interactions, but you don't have to do that. Definitely take whatever I said and tailor it for your business. Change things up how it is, maybe add something on, whatever works best for you, right? And this is a process. The process is a process. You're gonna have to tweak some things until you get to that point. Thank you once again for taking the time to check out this video. I greatly appreciate it. As always, there are episode notes for this particular episode. You can go to the link, freelancejumpstart.tv. You can see the most recent episode, and there are show notes for every episode. I've been counting. I've definitely been averaging about 1,100 words per each episode. So definitely go to the site, get more value, read deeper into what it is that I'm talking about. And in this video, we're talking about a process. So see how it looks, see how it's spelled out, and adapt it for what works best for you. If you liked anything that I had to say, give this video a thumbs up. If you're listening on the podcast, definitely give me a review in iTunes and let me know, what you liked, and I can do more of that just so I can provide more value to you. Well, once again, thank you for checking this out, as I mentioned, and I'll catch you in the next one. See ya.